My name is Reinhard Bonnke.
Have you Reinhard Bonnke?
I'm very happy to speak to you today on power evangelism. And I would like to speak about a very important link in this subject. Because it is very, very important that when we want to receive an impartation, that we are busy with the right preparation.
Makita penting pisan di mana waktu orang hoyong nampi hiji impartasi wat repot pisan ku persiapan ulur.
And today I want to speak about the integrity that is needed if we want to carry the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Dinten ieu abdi hoyong nyaros ngeunaan integritas nu diperyogikeun waktu orang hoyong nyandak urapan Roh Suci.
I want to speak to you about perfect service for God.
Sarengan pelayanan nu sampurna kanggo Gusti.
And I'm reading a scripture from Isaiah chapter 6.
Dengos ayat tina Yesaya pasal 6.
The first three verses.
Ngawitan di ayat 3.
Isaiah 6 verses 1, 2 and 3.
Yesaya 6 ayat 1, 2 sareng 3.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
Na taun pupusna Raja Usia, kaula ningal pangeran keur linggih dina tahta anu luhur, jubahna minuhan Bait Allah.
Above it stood seraphim, each one had six wings, with two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew.
Takruling mantena aya makhluk-makhluk keur narangtung, ngagalebur, hurung, jarang-jangan, genep-genep, dua nutupan beungeutna, dua nutupan awakna, dua dinupikeun hiber.
And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory."
Eta makhluk-makhluk paceluk-celuk pada batur, pokna, suci, suci, pangeran umas kawasa, kemuliaan mantena minuhan jagat.
If we want to know what perfect service to God is, we have here a celestial example.
Umpami orang hoyong terang naon pelayanan nu sampurna ka Gusti, orang kadu contoh surgawi di dieu.
Isaiah was allowed to see what happened and happens around the throne of God.
Yesaya diizinan kanggo ningali naon nu kajantenan sareng nu osok kajantenan di sabeureun Allah.
And he observed the seraphim at the throne of God.
Anjeunna merhatoskeun seraphim di tahta Allah.
Seraphim are throne angels of God.
Seraphim teh malaikat tahta Allah.
Throne angels of the Most High God.
Malaikat tahta ti Gusti.
Nothing impure, nothing solid would ever be allowed close to the seat of all power.
Daya nu cemar, daya nu kotor, nu tiasa di antep nutupan kursi di luhureun segala kawasa.
And when I read about the seraphim,
waktu saat ngaos ngenaan serafim eta,
I find the detail here that has intrigued me already for a long time.
Abdi mendakan hal nu jelas di dieu nu parantos narik abdi lami pisan.
It says here that those seraphim had six wings each.
Jaroskeun serafim teh ngagaduhan jang-jang genep.
And I believe that these wings with which they covered their faces and so on are very significant.
Abdi percanten ngajang eta nunutupan darai aranjeuna sareng penting pisan.
We read that with two wings they covered their faces. This speaks about humility.
Orang ngaos yen ku dua jangjang aranjeuna nutupan daraina ieu nya teh ngeunaan hade asa.
With another pair of wings they covered their feet, which speaks of purity.
Orang awas yang jang-jang nu senesna nutupan sampianna nu nyarios ngeunaan kasucian.
And then we read that with the third pair of wings they flew, which speaks of worship and praise.
Terasna urang ngaos yen dua jang-jang nu senesna dianggo ngapung ieu ngeunaan penyembahan sareng pujian.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
Suci, suci, suci Gusti semesta alam.
Now let me just talk a little bit about these wings.
Nah, saya sabdi nyarios sakedik ngeunaan jang-jang
jang-jang. First of all, about the pair that covered the faces of these wonderful seraphim.
Mengawitan ngeunaan jang-jang nu nutupan rarai ti sarafim nu endah eta.
This speaks of humility.
Ieu nyarios ngeunaan handap asor.
But I asked myself, why should the seraphim cover their faces with their wings?
Ngabdi tumaros, kunaon sarafim ieu kedah nutupan rarenaku jang-jangna?
And all of a sudden I knew it.
Ngadadak abi ngartos.
They covered their faces because they were aware of the fact that young Isaiah was watching them.
Ranjana nutupan rarena kumargi sadar kana kenyataan yang Yesaya anu anam kene nuju ningali karanjena.
And they did not want to distract the young prophet from the central vision.
Sareng aranjana alim ngalihkeun perhatosan nabi anam ieu tina tetinggalian anu inti.
The central vision was the Lord God on his throne, and the seraphim wanted him to see that.
Ditinggalian intinya eta Gusti Allah nu calik di tahta, sareng sarafim hoyong Yesaya ningali eta.
This speaks to me of humility because the seraphim didn't want to upstage the Lord.
Yenyeros kaabdi ngeunaan handap asor, kumargi sarafim henteu karsa ngalihkeun perhatosan ti Gusti.
Jesus Christ is the center and the focus for all.
Yesus Kristus teh pusat sareng tujuan sadayana.
What room is there for pride?
Dan tentu ayat tempat kanggo kasombongan.
These wonderful beings just being so humble.
Makhluk luar biasa ieu handap asor pisan.
Because all glory and honor and power belongs to the Lord our God.
Umargi saraya kamuliaan sareng kahormatan ugi kawasa kagungan Gusti.
Amen.
Amen.
And this is very good for every servant of God to remember.
Ya saya pisan di emutku setiap padega Gusti.
I like John the Baptist.
Abi resep pisan ka Yohanes Pembaptis.
When he was at the River Jordan baptizing.
Waktu anjeunna ngabaptis di walungan Yordan.
What did he do?
Anu lakukeun ku anjeunna.
When Jesus approached him.
Waktu Yesus nyaketan anjeunna.
He, John, pointed away from himself.
Anjeunna Yohanes ngarahkeun curugna.
To Jesus Christ.
Ka Yesus Kristus.
And cried, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world."
Sareng ngagero, tingali anak domba Allah, nung hapus dosa ieu dunya.
He pointed away from himself.
Anjeunna henteu nunjuk ka dirina nyalira.
He pointed to Jesus Christ.
Anjeunna nunjuk ka Yesus Kristus.
Jesus is the focus.
Yesus teh tujuan.
He is the source and the center and the substance of every miracle.
Anjeunna teh sumber sareng pusat bagi inti setiap mujizat.
Glory to God.
Pamulyan kanggo Gusti.
And I feel here is a real risk for all those who want to preach the gospel.
Abdi ngaraos di dieu nyaeta resiko saleresna kanggo sadaya nu hoyong ngadugikeun Injil.
And I want to say it to everybody who listens to me now.
Abi hayang nyarios ka satiap jalmi nu ngadangukeun abi ayeuna.
I pray that the Holy Spirit may write this with fire into your heart.
Abdi daya Roh Suci tiasa nyerat ieu ku seuneu di lebet manah sadere.
The light from the cross is not the limelight for any preacher.
Cahaya tina salib sanes pusat perhatosan kanggo nukutbah.
Because Jesus did not die to give pastors and evangelists a career.
Umarki Yesus sanes pupus kanggo masihan kadudukan kanggo gembala sareng penginjil.
Jesus died as he said to seek and to save those who are lost.
Yesus pupus sapertos num di dawuh kenana kanggo milari sareng nyalametkeun nu ilang.
If we want to serve the Lord perfectly.
Bami urang hoyong ngalayanan Gusti sampurna.
We've got to learn to hide our faces.
Urang geus diajar nyumputkeun rarai urang.
We've got to learn to point to Jesus.
Geus diajar nunjuk ka Yesus.
Let's preach his name, which is the name above all names.
Geus urang ngadukeun namina, nu namina di luhur
sagala
nama.
The wonderful name of Jesus.
Namina Yesus nu endah.
Humility is absolutely essential.
Anda pasar teh penting pisan.
It is pride which maketh the ointment to stink.
Sombong nu ngalantarankeun landong janten buruk.
Pride is the fly in the ointment.
Sombong teh laler tina landong.
Thank God for a humble heart.
Puji syukur ka Gusti kanggo handap asor.
Praise God.
Puji Gusti.
All right.
Hai.
Now we've talked about humility.
Kena urang parantos nyaeros ngeunaan handap asor.
I'm sure much more could be said about it, but let me move on.
Abi yakin seurhal anu tiasa dicaraoskeun ngeunaan eta, nanging sawios urang teraskeun deui.
The seraphim with the other pair of wings covered their feet.
Sasemia nutupan sampeanna ku jangjang sanesna.
Now this symbolically signifies purity.
Ayeuna hal ieu sacara simbolis ngartoskeun kasucian.
It signals the need to walk in holiness before the Lord.
Eta nunjukkeun prayogina kanggo mapah tina kasucian di payunan Gusti.
In the Bible, unclean feet are the symbol of a careless walk.
Dina Alkitab sampeyan nu henteu suci mangrupi tanda perjalanan nu lalawur.
That is why God says in Isaiah 52 verse 11, "Be clean who bear the vessels of the Lord."
Tamarkina Gusti ngadawuh dina Yesaya 52 ayat 11, "Bersihkan maraneh hai anu ngangkat parapot bait Allah."
It is not always popular to preach about holiness.
Ais hal nu sering dilakukan kanggo ngadugikeun ngeunaan kasucian.
But since we serve a holy God, we have no option.
Umargi urang ngalayan Gusti nu suci, urang henteu ngagaduhan pilihan.
I want to be a true servant of God.
Abi hayang janten bade ka Gusti nu sajati.
I want to emphasize and re-emphasize the need to live a holy life, a clean life for Jesus Christ.
Hayang nekenkeun sareng nekenkeun deui ngeunaan paryogina ngajalankeun hirup nu suci kanggo Yesus.
I was preaching at a conference and conference speakers had breakfast together.
Abdi khotbah di hiji konferensi sareng ngayakeun sarapan injing sasarengan.
And we just exchanged a couple of scriptures among ourselves.
Patukar sajumlah ayat.
And one of my colleagues spoke there and mentioned a scripture which exploded in my heart, and I'm going to share it with you now.
Salah saurang rencangan abdi nyarios sareng nyinggung hiji ayat nu ayat dina manah abdi sareng abdi hoyong ngabagikeun anak
ka derek ayeuna. Exodus 28.
Budalan pasal 28.
Verse 42.
Ayat 42.
Here we read about the dress order of the Old Testament priests.
Jadi orang ngaos ngenaan tatanan anggoan imam perjanjian lami.
I just want to home in on one little detail here, which is extremely important to God.
Abdi mong bade nunjukkeun salah sahiji anu jelas nu penting pisan kanggo Gusti.
Verse 42.
Ayat 42.
Of Exodus chapter 28.
Dina budalan pasal 28.
And you shall make for them linen trousers to cover their nakedness. They shall reach from the waist to the thighs.
Yang deui Harun saanak-anakna kudu dipangnyinkeun calana pondok disemet cangkeun tepi ka pinggang keur nutupan oratna.
Verse 43.
Ayat 43.
They shall be on Aaron and on his sons when they come into the tabernacle of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, that they do not incur iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever to him and his descendants after him.
Anak Harun kitudai anakna asup ka kemah tepangan kami nyamperken altar pikennya imaman di kamar suci eta calon salawasna kudu dipake supaya ku kami jadi pahan dumeh tembong oratna ya jadi pikukuh pikeun Harun salawasna turun temurun.
God said that the priests had to wear a certain undergarment.
Mesti ngadawuh yen imam kedah nganggo anggian lebet nutos ditangtukeun.
You may have never heard a message on underpants, but you're going to hear one now.
Kita sedek ente kantos ngadangu ngenaan angguan lebet, nangin sedek baris ngadangu kenana ayuna.
You see, the priests all had most beautiful overgarments.
Sedek ningali imam nganggo anggean nu endah.
But God said here something. He said that the priests, those servants of his, should wear linen trousers, underpants to cover their nakedness. They shall reach from the waist to the thighs.
Angin Gusti ngadawuh di dieu, hal nu didawuhkeun yen para imam, para pelayan kedah nganggo lancingan lenan, anggoan lebet nulutupan buligirna, lancingan eta kedah dicangkeng dugi ka pinggang panjangna.
And God gave reasons why that are absolutely amazing.
Gusti masian alasan kunaon hal eta matak takjub.
He said the nakedness should not become visible.
Anjeun ngadawuh yen tarajang teh henteu kenging katingali.
And secondly, he said, if somebody doesn't put on his underwear, he's going to die.
Nuka dua anjeun ngadawuh yen umpami salah saurang henteu nganggo angguan lebetna anjeun baris pupus.
It's the only time that God said they would die if they forget to put something on.
Kita hiji-hijina bagian di mana Gusti ngadawuh aranjeuna baris pupus umpami hilap nganggona.
To me it's absolutely clear that those underpants speak of a holy life.
Kanggo abdi, jelas pisan yen ngaangguan lebet teh nyarios ngeunaan kasucian hirup.
We've got to live holy lives.
Urang kedah ngajalankeun hirup nu suci.
We've got to cover our feet and live in purity before God.
Nutupan sampean orang sareng hirup dina kasucian di payunan Gusti.
Amen.
Amin.
If a priest forgot to put on his underwear,
umpami saurang nabi hilap nganggo anggian lebetna,
nobody knew, of course.
Pasti mualaya nu terang.
Except him.
Kecuali anjeuna.
And God.
Sareng Gusti.
And God.
Sareng Gusti.
You see.
Sarek
we may fool people.
Pangitan urang tiasa ngabobodo jalma.
But we cannot fool the living God.
Nanging urang moal tiasa ngabobodo Gusti nu hirup.
There are ministers around.
Aya padega-padega.
That wear such ostentatious overgarments.
Memamerkeun anggianana.
Are so gifted.
Sareng gaduh kurnia.
And can preach so well.
Anjeuna tiasa khotbah sae pisan.
When you listen to them, you think the apostle Paul has risen from the dead.
Atawa sadarek ngadangu aranjeuna, imutan sadarek Rasul Paulus parantos kugah.
But what you don't know and what I don't know.
Nanging naon nu henteu sadarek terang sareng naon nu
kuat henteu terang. Could very well be that they forgot to put on their linen trousers.
Tiasa janten aranjeuna hilap nganggo lancingan lenana.
They will know and God knows.
Aranjeuna baris terang kitu
deui. And I challenge everybody wherever you listen to me in the whole wide world.
Abdi nantang jalmi di mana bae saderek ngadangukeun abdi di sakuliah dunya.
Live a holy life.
Jalankeun hirup nu suci.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Ulah cina.
We are not to be crooked.
Orang teu kenging licik.
Or dishonest.
Atanapi henteu jujur.
We are to live a holy life.
Urang kedah ngajalankeun hirup suci.
And fornication and all these evil lusts have got nothing to do with the servants of God.
Rucah sareng sadaya hirup nafsu jahat ende kinging aya di badega-badega Gusti.
People must repent of their sins.
Jalmi kedah tobat tina dosa-dosana.
It is very, very important that we wear our underwear.
Penting pisan orang nganggo anggean lebet.
Amen.
Amin.
This is very important.
Ia penting pisan.
You see?
Darek terang.
If somebody forgets to put on his underwear,
pemisalah seorang hilap nganggo anggian lebet na.
In the ministry, I mean.
Masa nateh dina pelayanan anak.
The Holy Spirit may come and say, hey, you are doing wrong.
Rasuci panginten dongkap sareng adawuh, hey maneh nyian salah.
That relationship is unclean.
Hubungan eta hente suci.
Repent of your sin.
Taubat na dosa maneh.
And that person may say, yes, Lord, I will repent.
Kalmeta tiasa nyarios, mohon Gusti abdi bade tobat.
But he doesn't do it.
Engan jenah henteu
ngarap. The Holy Spirit will come for a second time.
Rasuci baris dongkap kanggo kadua kalina.
And say,
sareng adawuh,
repent of your adultery.
Tobat tina cinah maneh.
Repent of your uncleanness.
Tobat tina kanajisan maneh.
And that person says, yes, Lord, I will repent.
Kami tanya Yesus deh, mohon Gusti apa
dia tobat. But he forgets to do it again.
Engan jenah hilap pada tobat deh.
Then a day will come.
Iji dinten baris dongkap.
When God will embarrass that person to maximum effect in front of the whole world.
Atas Gusti pada ngisin-ngisin jalmi ia dugi ka bagian paling ageng di payungan sakulia dunia.
And if you don't believe it, there are plenty of examples around.
Pemisahnya kentia percantan seerpisan contoh.
I challenge everybody.
Dinantang setiap jalmi.
If there's anything unclean, get washed in the blood of Jesus.
Pemayanu hente suci wasuku getih Yesus.
Confess your sin and pull straight.
Angken dosa sadarek sarang ngadek.
And you will be a true servant, a true handmaid of the Lord.
Sadarek baris janten badekanu sajati, badeka Gusti nu leres.
We've got to make a new decision every day.
Orang kadang ngadamel putusan nu leres setiap
dina. You just don't put underpants on once in a lifetime.
Sadarek ente mo nganggo anggian lebet sakali waktu saumur.
We put them on every morning anew.
Orang angge nu enggal tiap injingna.
Every day we make a decision.
Tiap dinten orang nyandak putusan.
Yes, I want to live a holy life.
Mohon abdi kersa hirup suci.
Yes, I will follow Jesus.
Mohon abdi bade ngiring.
With purity of heart.
Kumana anu suci.
We've got to make a decision every day. Every day is election day.
Orang kadang ada ambil keputusan tiap dinten pemilihan.
And the Lord will help us.
Mesti baris nulungan.
With two they covered their feet.
Kedua jang-jang aranjana nutupan
kamianana.
Kita nyeros ngenaan kasucian.
And the best safeguard to stay clean and pure.
Pangaman usahanya kita tetap suci sarang hendak cemar.
Is that we should wash our minds daily with the word of God.
Orang kadang ngawasu imutan orang tiap dinten kupangan dika Gusti.
It is an immunization injection against all spiritual infections here on earth.
Eta suntikan imunisasi kanggo sadaya infeksi rohani di dunia.
As we read in Psalm 119 verse 11.
Yabur 118 ayat 11 orang Aus.
Just listen to this, it will bless you.
Tanggungkan ayat dia baris ngaberkahan orang.
Psalm 119 verse 11.
Yabur 118 ayat 11.
Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
Hati abdi mantep pada ngabdi ka Gusti. Mugi ulah dugi ka enten nurut kana tinggalan Gusti.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Hadaya kemuliaan.
Humility.
Adab asor.
Purity.
Kesucian.
And now let me talk about the last pair of wings.
Ayana bibadin nyarios ngenaan dua dangdang nu parangtung.
With two, the seraphim flew.
Ku dua dangdang seraphim teh ngapung.
And as they flew, they worshipped the Lord.
Amantawis aranjana ngapung aranjana nyembah Gusti.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
Suci, suci, suci pangeran nu kawasa.
The whole earth is full of his glory.
Dakulia dunia pinuh ku kawasaan.
And the book of Revelation just complements the scripture by saying they cease not day and night.
Kitab Wahyu muji ayat etaku nyarios. Entaliran-iran aranjana ngagorawak siang sarang wengi.
And the doorposts are shaking from their voices.
Panto-panto ngagetar kumagi soanten aranjana.
Some people say they don't know what's going on in heaven right now. I tell you.
Barajal minyaur yan aranjana hente terang naonu kajantan di sawarga.
The seraphim are crying.
Seraphim ngagro.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.
Suci, 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 pangeran umat kawasan.
And their cry penetrates the universe.
Pangro aranjana nembus sajagat raya.
The whole earth is full of his glory.
Sakulia dunia pinuh kamulianana.
The beat of their wings is music.
Sorang ngepakken jangjangna.
Glorious music.
Nyata musik, musik nu agung.
You know, just by observation here.
Rek terang mun maharatos kenana di dieu.
I'm amazed that the angels didn't cry what we sometimes think. Peace, peace, peace.
Abi rawas yan para malaikat teu ngagrowak naon nu kadang kala ku urang ditemutkeun.
Oh, maybe love, 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 love.
Karena ti panginten kanyaah, 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 kanyaah.
We possibly would like that more.
Ngerasa derek langkung resep hal eta.
Well, I tell you one thing.
Hai, abdi nyaruskeun hiji hal ka saderek.
The zenith of praise and the highest form of worship is always connected with the holiness and the glory of God.
Titik puncak pujian sareng bentuk penyembahan uluhur osok dihubungkeun sareng kasucian sareng kamulian Gusti.
The seraphim rejoice, the whole earth is full of his glory.
Seraphim suka gembira sakulia dunia pinuh ku kamulianana.
Some people who suffer persecution.
Para jalmi ngalaman sangsara.
And who are hard pressed by the enemy.
Sareng aranjeuna anu ditindas ku musuh.
Living possibly under some government that represses the gospel.
Angitan hirup di handapan pamarentahan nu neken ka Injil.
Such people may say, well, the whole earth is full of his glory except here.
Para urang tiasa sasauran, sakulah dunia pinuh kamulianana kecuali di dieu.
How could the seraphim say the whole earth is full of his glory and yet we are persecuted and oppressed?
Kumaha seraphim tiasa nyero sadaya dunia pinuh kamulianana nanging abdi dianiaya sareng ditindas?
Well, the answer has got something to do with the perspective.
Palerneta ngagaduhan kaitan sareng perspektif.
Remember that the seraphim were right around the throne of God.
Yang imut yang seraphim teh ayana disabudaran tahta Allah.
The pinnacle of all pinnacles.
Puncak, disadaya puncak.
And viewed from there, they saw already then the whole earth is full of his glory.
Arang ningali tiritu, aranjana parantos ningali sakulia dunya pinuh kamulianana.
Let's get the throne perspective of God.
Ayo orang inginkan perspektif tahta Allah.
When you mount a molehill, you have a lesser perspective than when you climb Mount Everest.
Waktu saderek naik ke gundukan tanah, saderek ngegaduhan pandangan ulangung alit dibanding waktu saderek naik ke gunung
Everest. Let's get some steps higher still.
Ayo orang naik sebera langkah langkung luhur.
Being seated with Christ in heavenly places.
Dalik sareng Kristus di sawarga.
We rejoice with the seraphim.
Langkung gembira sareng para seraphim.
And say the whole earth is full of his glory.
Sareng saurkeun yen sakulia dunya pinuh ku kamulianana.
That's why we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Margina kunan orang ngadugikeun Injil Yesus Kristus.
Amen.
Amin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Kemuliaan kanggo Gusti.
All right, so far I've been speaking about a celestial example.
Saya salami ieu abdi parantos nyarios ngeunaan tentu surgawi.
Perfect service unto God.
Pelayanan sampurna ka Gusti.
Now that may be too celestial to some.
Ayeuna panginten eta kanggo sawatara jalmi sawarga.
Because some may say, well look, I'm not yet in heaven, I'm still here on dusty mother earth.
Margi sabara urang beres nyaur abdi teu acan aya di sawarga, abdi masih aya di dieu di alaman
hukum. How should I serve the Lord perfectly as those throne angels?
Kumaha abdi tiasa ngalayan Gusti secara sampurna sapatos malaikat tahta eta?
Well now I want to give you an earthly example of perfect service.
Mangga ayeuna abdi baris masian contoh duniawi ngeunaan pelayanan nu sampurna.
And I want to read with you from 1 Samuel chapter 12.
Abdi hoyong ngaos sasarengan sareng saderek dina Samuel pasal 1 ayat 12.
Let me just give you the background quickly.
Abdi bade masian latar belakang secara enggal.
Samuel was now retiring as the judge of Israel.
Ayeuna Samuel pensiun salaku hakim di Israel.
He now had his farewell gathering.
Ayeuna ngayakeun acara paturai tineng.
And invited all Israel to attend.
Sareng ulem saraya Israel kanggo ngaluuhanana.
And Samuel of old then made a speech that has really shocked me.
Samuel nu parantos sepuh masian pidato nu matak ngagetkeun abdi.
I am already, well, I would say, a senior servant of the Lord.
Abdi parantos tiasa ku abdi disaurkeun kieu, janten bade ka
senior. After all, I'm a grandfather.
Bade kumaha oge abdi saurang.
And I heard many farewell speeches when men or women left their ministries.
Sareng abdi seueur ngadangu pidato paturi tineng waktos pamekat sareng istri ngantunkeun pelayananana.
But I never yet heard anybody make such a farewell speech as Samuel made.
Ngabi tajan kantos ngadangu salah saurang ngadama pidato paturi tineng.
Samuel.
Yenu disaurkeun ku Samuel.
Chapter 12, 1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 1. Now Samuel said to all Israel.
Pasal 12 ayat 1 Samuel ngalahir ka bangsa Israel.
Just get that point that he spoke to all Israel.
Mongga ngartos yen anjeuna ngalahir ka sadaya bangsa Israel.
And then the latter part of verse 2, he asked a couple of questions.
Bagian satrasna ti ayat 2, anjeuna ngajukeun sababaraha
pataroka. I've walked before you from my childhood to this day.
Kaurna bapa nu jadi pangmimpin maraneh ti mimiti ngora nepi ka ayeuna.
Verse 3.
Ayat 3.
He said, here I am witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose donkey have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or from whose hand have I received any bribe with which to blind my eyes? I will restore it to you.
Tauranjena ayena iya bapak harapun maraneh. Bisi bapak ngesnyian kesalahan pek gerasalahkan ayena. Di dia dipayun pangeran jang dipayunan raja pilihana. Sahanu sapina atawa kalina kungsi dicokot ku bapa. Sahanu nges kungsi dinyeri atawa ditentengan ku bapa. Disaha bapa kungsi nampa panyogok wisi kungsi bapa ngajalankan salah sarupa tinu. Bia disebutkan arek ditepusan ayuna.
That Samuel had the guts to ask such questions to all Israel baffles me.
Anu ngadamel abdi bingung sambil ngaduh ngagaduhan wawanen kanggo ngajengkeun patarosan sapertos kitu ka sadaya
bangsa. Remember he was a judge and a judge sends even people to prison.
Emot, ajana teh hakim sareng saurang hakim ngalebetkeun nu jahat.
And there must have been some ex-prisoners there whom he had sent to jail.
Sareng pasti aya sababaraha tilas pasakitan di dinya nu parantos dilebetkeun ka penjara.
When he asked these sensitive questions, maybe somebody, just one person, could have spoiled the whole show if it was a show.
Waktu sanjana ngajukeun patarosan ieu nu sensitif panginten salah saurang mung hiji jalmi nu tiasa ngaresak pintonan eta wami eta hiji pintona.
What if somebody had called out, Samuel, remember how you fooled around with my wife?
Kumaha umpami salah saurang gerowok, Samuel, embot teu waktos anjeun heureuy sareng pun bojo.
Oh Samuel, you remember that deal when you cheated me?
Tanapi Samuel, emut nuju urang sepakat anjen nipu abdi.
But nothing like that happened.
Naing hante ayat.
Something else happened.
Nusanes nuka jantanan.
Verse 4.
Ayat 4.
And they said.
Sarang aranjena nyaur.
You have not defrauded us or oppressed us, nor have you taken anything from any man's hand. Hallelujah.
Da acan, bapa tara nyinyiri, tara nyengtingan, tara barang candak tisasaha.
Samuel had judged all, now all judged him.
Samuel parantos ngahakiman sadayana, ayana sadayana ngahakiman anjena.
And they judged him innocent.
Arang-arang jenang nganilai anjena lepas.
Samuel was a genuine role model to follow.
Samuel model peranu sajati nu kedah diturutan.
A true servant of God.
Badega Gusti nu sayakti.
But there's something else that impresses me even more.
Aing aya hal sanes nu abdi
katak. Just listen carefully.
Ratoskeun sing ati-ati.
The unanimous testimony of Israel was not enough for Samuel.
Kasaksian ku suara bulat di umat Israel henteu cekap kanggo Samuel.
Because Samuel knew that sometimes all people can be fooled.
Margi Samuel terang yen kadang kala sada jalmi tiasa ditipu.
And Samuel thought the vote of the people is not good enough for me.
Rang Samuel ngimut, soanten ti umat henteu cekap kanggo abdi.
So we read in verse 18 what happened.
Enten urang ngaos dina ayat 18, naon nu kajantenan?
Samuel thought, I would like to get the vote from heaven as well.
Samuel ngimut, abdi hoyong kinging pangrojong ti sawarga.
What has God to say about my life and ministry?
Naon didawuhkeun Gusti ngeunaan hirup sareng pelayananana?
How would God cast his vote?
Kumaha Gusti bade masian pendapatna?
And then in verse 18 we read.
Satarasna dina ayat 18 urang ngaos.
So Samuel called to the Lord and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel.
Cek Samuel neneda brek pangeran nurunkeun hujan di barengan ku geluduk jalma-jalma jadi sarieuneun ku pangeran jeung ku Samuel.
It was the time of harvest. It was the dry season.
Eta waktos panen sareng waktos usum garing.
But when the man of God lifted his hands,
aing waktos manusia Allah ngangkat pananganna,
suddenly,
ngadadak,
clouds gathered.
Mega ngagunduk.
Lightning struck.
Buluduk disadak.
Thunder rolled.
Lat ngajeleger.
God thundered his endorsement for his servant.
Ngaluyuan kana pelayananna ngalangkungan kuluduk.
This was God's amen approving Samuel's integrity.
Ye teh amin ti Gusti nu nyaluyuan integritas
Samuel.
Samuel
had a greatness with the greatness of God.
Samuel ngagaduan kaagungan sareng Gusti.
And the heavens hurried to testify to it.
Langit nyaksikeunana.
That is an earthly example of perfect service.
Itu contoh secara dunia ngenaan pelayanan sempurna.
And I want to say to all the young preachers wherever you are, you young men and you young women.
Rengapi hoyong nyaur ka sadaya pangkhotbah nu anom di mana bae saderek ayana saderek
nu aranom. If one day you ever want to be able to ask the Samuel questions, you must mind at the beginning what matters at the end.
Umpami hiji dinten saderek dipasian kesempatan kanggo tumaros ka Samuel, saderek kedah merhatos genting ngawitan naon nu penting di akhir.
That's why I still maintain we've got to cover our feet every day.
Kita margina abdi masih memperhatikan yang orang kada tutupan sampai setiap hari.
And determined to live a clean and holy life for Jesus Christ.
Kita memutuskan kanggo ngajalankan hirup nu suci kanggo Yesus Kristus.
The Lord will endorse such a life.
Gusti barisnya tujuan hirup nu sapertos kitu.
He will bless such a ministry.
Anjana baris ngaberkahan pelayanan.
I pray for you, for me, for all of us to serve the Lord and live for Jesus with a pure heart.
Abdi nenda kanggo saderek, kanggo abdi nyalira, kanggo urang sedayana, kanggo ngalayanan Gusti, sareng hirup kanggo Yesus kum mana.
Haleluya.
Haleluya.
Now we had a look at a celestial example.
Ayana urang ningali kana contoh surgawi.
We had a look at an earthly example.
Orang ningali kana contoh surgawi.
And now I've got a third key for you.
Ayana abdi gado kunci ka.
Let's turn to Psalm 133.
Ayo muka Jabur pasal 133.
Which is a very well known psalm.
Nu dikenal ku Jabur.
Verse 1.
Ayat 1.
Psalm 133 verse 1.
Jabur 133 ayat 1.
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Mana teuing hadena jeung senangna lamun umat Allah rurut raut hirupna.
It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron. Running down on the edge of his garments.
Ibarat minyak pangistrena nu mahal, nyak celak tina mastaka jang rambut Harun terus mapai kana beheng jubahna.
What an anointing.
Laras-laras hiji urapan.
This is a picture of an abundant anointing.
Ieu teh gambaran hiji urapan nu ngalimpah.
Aaron became anointed.
Harun diurapan.
With the sacred oil dripping onto his feet and then onto the floor.
Kulisah nu suci nu ngalambereh di luhur sampeanana dugi ka kanap ubin.
And the dripping oil marked the movements of Aaron.
Lisah nu ngalambereh nawiskeun gerakna Harun.
And even after Aaron had already gone.
Ugika Harun parantos angkat.
The people who followed him.
Jalmi nuturkeun anjeuna.
They saw.
Anjeuna ningali.
Oil marks.
Tawis lisa.
In footsteps.
Dina tilas tapak sampeana.
And they said to each other.
Sareng anjeuna nyarios saurang.
Can you see these oil marks in these footsteps?
Biasa anjeuna ningali tawis lisa tina tilas tapakna.
The anointed of the Lord must have passed here.
Urapan Gusti pasti kacan tenan ti dieu.
I must say that this is a mighty challenge to myself.
Abdi kada nyarios yen ieu teh tantangan luar biasa ka diri abdi nyalira.
We are anointed with the oil of the Holy Spirit.
Urang diurapan ku lisah Roh Suci.
Jesus anoints us with great abundance.
Yesus ngurapan urang ku kaluberan luar biasa.
The anointing that flowed over us will drip from us.
Eta nu paes nandaan tapak sampean urang.
And it will mark our footsteps.
Dinten eta baris dongkap waktos urang
baris. The day will come when we are going to leave this world.
Arang urapan kaluhur urang baris luber ka urang.
But may God grant.
Mugi Gusti nganugrahkeun.
That if Jesus tarries and new generations grow up.
Di mana umpama Yesus aya sareng generasi enggal gugah.
That when they cross our paths in future.
Dina waktos aranjeuna mentasan tapak sampean pikapan.
They may be able to see the anointing oil in the footsteps that we left behind.
Aranjeunna tiasa ningali Lisa urapan di lebet tapak sampean nuku urang dikantunkeun.
I tell you the memory of the integrity of a man or woman of God is worth more than a monument of the finest marble.
Abi nyaur kasadakian kenangan integritas ti saurang pamegat atalapi istri Allah jauh langkung berharga ti monumen batu nupal.
It is these anointed men and women that make history in the kingdom of God.
Kita para pamegat sareng istri nu diurapan nu ngadamel sajarah di kerajaan Allah.
And I challenge everybody who listens to me now.
Abi nantang setiap jalmi nu ngadangukeun abi ayeuna.
If there is anything unclean in your life,
umpamaya nu henteu suci dina hirup saderek,
repent and find cleansing from sin.
Tobat sareng nyuhunkeun dimurnikeun.
If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
Umpami urang mapah dina caang sapatos anjeunna teh caang urang ngagaduhan persekutuan usaha urang.
And the blood of Jesus Christ his son cleanses us from every sin.
Sareng teh Yesus Kristus putrana nyucikeun urang tiasa segala dosa.
I have said many times before,
it is
the cleansing flow of the blood of Jesus that makes fellowship with God possible.
Kita nyucikeun nu ngalir ti getih Yesus nu ngamungkinkeun diciptakan persekutuan sareng Gusti.
And it also makes fellowship possible one with another among us.
Oge ngadamel persekutuan tiasa janten di antawis urang.
When you want to glue two objects together,
kata sadaya kaya ngarapet dua barang sasarengan.
You must take great care that the surfaces of both objects are clean.
Sadaya kada hati-hati supados dua barang eta bersih tina kotoran.
And only if they are clean, the glue will hold.
Mong waktos payuna bersih elemen eta paris napel kiat.
The blood of Jesus cleanses us, the Holy Spirit glues us.
Getih Yesus nyucikeun urang, Roh Suci ngarapetkeun urang.
That union will hold.
Ngahijikeun eta baris
napel. Such a service is meaningful to God and to his kingdom.
Pelayan sapertos kitu kahartosna kanggo Gusti sareng karajaanna.
And I repeat again,
babi dibalikkan deui.
Let's mind at the beginning what matters in the end.
Sabios urang merhatoskeun naon nu penting dina akhirna.
Let's carry our soul in our hands.
Ayo urang nyandak jiwa urang dina panangan nyari.
And be aware forever that heaven is watching us.
Harang osok waspada yen sawarga merhatuskeun urang.
And the day will come when we will have to also say farewell.
Dinten eta baris dongkap katos urang oge kedah nyaurkeun batur eta.
May God grant to you and to me and to us all that we will have a farewell like Samuel had.
Mugia Gusti nganugrahkeun ka sadayak sareng abdi oge urang sadaya di mana urang baris ngagaduhan katurut dina sapatos Samuel.
Because it's a very very important matter to God.
Abdi ngutbahkeun ngeunaan integritas kumargi ieu teh pokok nu penting.
Some people think it doesn't matter much.
Sababaraha jalmi ngembot eta teu aya hartos.
Although I like tea very much, I don't like to drink it out of a dirty cup.
Mohon abdi sareng enteh. Abdi henteu resep ngaleutna tina cangkir
kotor. We know that the gospel is pure.
Urang terang yen Injil dah murni.
But God needs pure vessels to carry this pure gospel.
Angin Gusti maryogikeun kendi nu murni kanggo nyandak Injil nu murni ieu.
In Jesus name.
Dilapat nami Yesus.
We need preparation for a Holy Spirit impartation.
Urang priyogi persiapan kanggo impartasi Roh Suci.
And this message has to be preached if you want to receive that wonderful and glorious anointing and impartation of the Holy Spirit.
Sareng pisan ieu kedah didugikeun umpami sadarek hoyong nampi urapan sareng impartasi nu luar biasa tur mulya ti Roh Suci.
The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins.
Getih Yesus nyucikeun urang tina sagala dosa.
Ask Jesus to forgive you.
Tuhunkeun Yesus ngahapunten sadarek.
Turn away from evil and uncleanness.
Malik tina kajahatan sareng kacemaran.
And then lift your hands to heaven.
Terus naangkat panangan sareng kasawarga.
And God will hurry to answer.
Gusti baris enggal ngawaler.
This is our God.
Yaitu Gusti urang.
Glory to God.
Kamulian kanggo Gusti.
I want to pray for you now.
And
I know that Jesus is there where you are.
Abi terang yan Yesus ayah sarang saderek di dinya.
He loves you. He's not here to discard people. He's here to cleanse people.
Anjana ayah sanes kanggo micen jalmi. Anjana ayah kanggo nyalamet.
Receive cleansing.
Tampi panyuciana.
Through the precious blood of Jesus.
Alangwan keti Yesus nu awis.
Then the anointing will begin to flow.
Arang urapan nu baris ngawitan ngalir.
And you will receive.
Saderek pasti nampi.
This bonding that is necessary to really be effective for God. Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for my brother and sister.
Yesus Kristus abdi nanada kanggo saderek-saderek abdi.
Holy Spirit, I want to thank you that you have visited them one on one.
Roh Suci abdi ngatur kenuhun yen saderek parantos dongkap ka anjeunna saurang.
I thank you that you are there.
Abing hatur kenuhun yen anjeunna aya dinya. Kanggo ngainsafkeun
karena Lord Jesus, you are there to cleanse from sin.
Gusti Yesus anjeun aya di dinya kanggo nyucikeun
dina. And to break all bondage.
Sareng ngancurkeun sareng iketan.
To set free from all uncleanness.
Abebaskeun tina sadaya kacemaran.
I pray for the marriage of my brother of my sister.
Abdi nanada kanggo nikahna saderek-saderek abdi.
I pray for the family of your precious servants.
Okay, nanada kanggo padega Gusti nu kaajen.
I pray for a mighty cleansing by the blood of Jesus.
Nanada oge kanggo nyucikeun ku getih Yesus Kristus.
So that you will be able to send a mighty anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Kepados anjeunna masian urapan Roh Suci nu kawasa.
I thank you, Lord, that this will happen.
Atur nuwun Gusti, ieu baris kadang
tenang. In the name of Jesus.
Dalam nama Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.
Amen.
Amin.
And now be ready.
Abi siap.
And expect the anointing to flow.
Antosan urapan nu ngalir.
And you will be marked with that glorious oil of God.
Darek barisi tandaan kulisah nu mulya ti Gusti.
Will flow down from you.
Baris ngalembere kasaderek.
Mark your movements wherever you go.
Sareng nandakeun saderek gerak ka mana bae saderek
angkat. In Jesus name.
Di lebet nami Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.
I want to speak to you as well here.